Hi, I'm Allison Ross, here to guide you through a mindful eating practice designed for those who struggle with unwanted emotional, binge eating, or overeating patterns. To do this exercise, you'll need to get some food. You can start with a trigger food, or you can start with a less triggering food and work up to foods that have been most difficult for you to eat mindfully. So stop the video now and gather some food and return when you're ready to get started. Okay, you've got your food. To start, place your food in front of you. Now get rid of any distractions other than the device you're using to listen to this exercise. Getting rid of distractions is part of slowing down and tuning in to your eating experience. Now, let's get into the right mindset, one of calm and gratitude. To do this, take a few deep breaths. In through the nose, out through the mouth. In through the nose, out through the mouth. In through the nose, out through the mouth. Breathing like this helps to settle your mind and your nervous system. Do you feel that? Next, shift your attention to the food you're about to eat. Think about all of the hands that work to cultivate and deliver this food to you. Think about the plants or animals that provided this food. As you think about this, see if you tap into some gratitude. And if it feels right, say thanks in your mind to those who worked so that you could enjoy and be nourished by this food. Now, shift your attention inward to your body. How do you feel as you think about eating this food? Notice the body sensations or emotions like excitement, desire, worry, hunger, or other feelings or sensations that arise when you look forward to eating it. Whatever you feel, don't judge. Just notice with kind curiosity. Hopefully you noticed a feeling or two. Now, I'm going to invite you to shift your attention to your gut. Check in with it to notice how hungry you are. No judgment, just curiosity. Is your stomach open and asking for something? Is it full? Is it somewhere in between, or is it hard to tell? Notice whether you're very hungry, moderately hungry, or not hungry at all, or even whether it's difficult to get a read on your gut. Whatever you notice, just think of it as information. No judgment. When we finish, we'll check in with your gut again. Now, turn your attention to the food. First, take a look at the food. How does it appear to you? What do you like or dislike about its appearance? We're just checking in with your sense of sight. Now, pick up the food or grab a utensil and scoop up a small bite of food. Bring the food towards your nose so that you can smell it. Notice its smell. What does it smell like? Is the smell pleasing to you or not? Okay, now it's time to eat. Take a small bite of the food and hold it in your mouth as you begin to chew. Notice the flavor explosion that happens. Tune in to fully taste it as you chew. Can you make out different flavors? What's the texture like? Are the flavors and textures enjoyable to you or not so much? Just notice. And when you're ready, slowly swallow the first bite. Okay, let's do that again. Take another small bite of the food and hold it in your mouth as you chew. Notice the flavor and texture. Is it enjoyable to you or not? When you're ready, slowly swallow the second bite. Let's do that again. Take another small bite of food and hold it in your mouth as you chew. Notice the flavor and texture. Is it enjoyable to you or not? Does this bite feel different in any way from the first two bites? Just notice. When you're ready, slowly swallow the third bite. Okay, you might need more time to finish the food, so if so, pause the video and continue to eat one bite at a time slowly while tuning into your experience. And when you're done, come back and join us to finish the exercise. Okay, you've finished eating. So here at the end, notice how you feel now that you consume the food. Let's check back in with your gut. How does this food feel in your belly? Do you feel a sense of warmth and satisfaction or something else? Was it the right amount of food or was it too little or too much? Was it the food you needed or would something else have been right? Just notice without judgment. Each time you use this guide to eat mindfully, you will gain insight into your relationship with food that will help you break disordered eating patterns. So I suggest you come back to this guide often and use it to practice mindfully eating those tricky foods. It was nice to be with you. Take care.